fierce. But really, I don't think that these are words of judgment. I don't think that Jesus is speaking to his disciples today, trying to scare them, trying to judge them, trying to make them feel terrible. He's raising a more metaphysical question, a more practical question, that is, whether what is it that you're rooted in? If you're rooted in something that's good, you'll live. If you're rooted in something that is not good, you wither away. How many of you are gardeners and you know that you have to sometimes prune plants and you have to do the roses? I know Steve does it. Marguerite, Sam, Steph, all the people here have had an opportunity to trim back roses or bushes or fruit trees. And when you do something like that, it seems as though it's very, very harsh. And when you look at the little bush that's left over, you say to yourself, how in the world is anything going to grow out of that, right? And then we do it every so often. We take, what do we do with the branches and when the shrubs? We take them and we throw them away. And so the question is, when you're thinking about this image that Jesus is talking about today, about pruning, he's talking more or less about a way that we abide. For the disciples were not spared this kind of pruning. The disciples were not spared the fact that they had to be trimmed back, and they were probably going to question whether this was a constantly withering away or whether it was going to lead to something good or not. But the point that's being made in the gospel today is about abiding. And abiding with Jesus is the issue. So when you think about abiding, what do you think about? What is abiding? I thought I'd try something different today. One of the, what we call those Willy sermons. And that is that I want to give you three words that are very different than what you find in the scriptures, but I think will help us understand what the word abiding means. Because really, when you don't abide in anything that gives you life, you will wither away. You become useless. You waste away. And that is the real question of today. Where do we abide? Do we abide in consumerism? Do we abide in materialism, power, prestige, money? Are these the things that give us a sense of sustenance? Are these the things that indeed give us endurance? We've already seen that it doesn't. We find that many people who are already very rich and very well connected and very well endowed are very lonely, are very alienated from things. So what I want to do is I want to give you three words when I think about abiding in Jesus, because I tried to figure what can I really say that would be of help in a sermon about this text. So when you abide, what is it that you do? What is it? What is, how do you abide? How do you abide? How do you stay in something? How do you live in something when things constantly change? When life throws at you all kinds of, you know, challenges and all kinds of obstacles. How do you abide? How do you stay still? And so I want to give you the first word, which is called radiance. Radiant. And the first image that comes to me when I think about radiant is the sun. Just think about how radiant the sun is, how brilliant it is throughout the entire galaxy and how it brings light, life, warmth, and beauty to the world. It's life. Without that, we would be nothing. We would be dead. The world would become freezing cold and we wouldn't have anything. So the radiant reality of the sun is what gives us a sense of focus and beauty and power and life. But then when we take that life in, when we take that radiant in, we resonate with that light. We resonate in a sense as though it's a pitch and it's a tone that we vibrate in relation to. So we have radiant, and then we have resonate. And then so when you resonate with the radiant, what happens there is that you begin to have a kind of communion and a kind of relationship with that which you are relating to. And so the idea of the sun, I know this sounds kind of weird, the sun, when it first came, the first thing that happened on the earth was photosynthesis. And then we got oxygen. We started for the first time getting oxygen. That came out of the relationship between the plants and the sun. Then after we finally got the oxygen to come out throughout the entire world, we started to develop an ozone system. And that ozone system began to protect and keep the oxygen within the earth. And then other plants began to live. And then the first lung appeared, the first ability to breathe. That was another form of resonance. There was breathing and relaxing in response to this beautiful oxygen that happened. And then the other thing that happened that was miraculous, that there was eyes that finally came up. Little creatures could finally see the beauty of the world. Prior to that, prior to 2 billion years ago, we didn't have any eyes. And now we could see. But the idea of resonating is one aspect to it. But how do you abide? You can respond to something that is radiant by resonating with it, but you can live that when you reverberate it. That's the third word, reverberate. And when you reverberate, that means that you get it. You understand what's going on, and you now begin to live out of that resonance. You begin to live out in not only in harmony, but in purity of what it is that you're in connection to. How many times have you gone to a landscape and you said, like I did when I first came to California, I looked around and I said, I want to live here. That was almost 40 years ago. Something happened in that moment that I looked around and I saw the landscape and I said, I want to live here. This is something that is communicating to me. I became resonant with it and I wanted to reverberate with it, so I came and I moved here. How many of you, when you first fell in love with each other, it took a glance, one little glance. You looked at your husband, you looked at your wife, you looked at your girlfriend or boyfriend, and something came out of that individual. It resonated with you and you reverberated by giving your life to that individual. And then you stayed with that person because somehow you're connected on a substantially deep level that you will not move away from that. It has called you, you have responded, and now you are joined together in a way that will never separate that. That is an abiding presence. That is a way in Jesus is trying to teach us about abiding. In order to abide with Jesus, we have to see him as the light of the world, of truth, of beauty, of goodness. We have to then resonate with that light. If it has to make sense to us, it has to fill us with a sense of purpose and meaning and truth. And then we reverberate. In other words, we live out of that. It becomes the center of who we are. And it pours out of us. You see, that's where I think we're missing the idea of Christianity, because we think Christianity a lot of times is a head reality. It's an ideology. It's a thought. It's an ethic. It's something to do, a morality, somewhere to go, how to act, how to kneel, pray. Those things are good and included, but there's a deeper reality to that. There is a resonance with God, and there's a reverberation with the reality of God in your life. And this is what Jesus is asking them to do, his disciples. This reading today is the reading where Jesus is with his disciples on Monday, Thursday, that night when he had his final dinner with them, and he wanted to give them something. He wanted to give them something to live by and to hold on to. He knew he was going to go away. He was going to be killed. He was going to be resurrected and then ascended. But he wanted to leave them with something. What if you were going to leave your family? You were going to leave your loved ones. What would you want to give them? What would you want them to hold on to believe in, to treasure, and to mimic in your honor and in the relationship that you've given to them? What is it? What words can you give them at that point? You find yourself mute. You find yourself empty. You can't even communicate what's going on to them. But it is that very challenge that Jesus says to his disciples, abide in me and I will abide in you. That sense of resonance. That sense of reverberation with the radiant reality of Jesus. We have to see that as the core of who we are, no matter what experience we're having in life, whether it's good or bad, whether it's conflicted or whether it's challenging. We have to stay rooted in the radiance of the reality of God in our lives. We've had it when we fell in love. Wasn't that feeling of love something that colored the entire world for us? Was not every tree beautiful? Was not every person young and precious in our eyes? Because we were in love. Suddenly the world transfixed before us and became something beautiful, something that was delicate, something that was honorable. And we were parts of that. We fell in love. Something had happened to us internally. We had shifted something and we fell in love. This is the reality of abiding. It has to be that very sense and that very core of relationship with God that will carry us through. We have to fall in love over and over again. And how do we do it? We have to make ourselves available, open. We have to resonate with the reality of God. We have to be able to feel the truth of being gifted by this moment of love and life. Let's be honest, our time on this earth is short. We are passing strangers. We're moving, we're coming, we're going. But what is at the base of that flux and flow is the resonance of love. It's the resonance of God, the truth and reality of God's presence in all of that process. If we can pick that up, if we can be and use that as the very light to guide us in where we go and what we do, The vicissitudes of life, the changes and all that will affect us, but they will never shake us because we're rooted in the truth of that resonance. And we radiate. There's another word for that. When you see people that are fully in love with God, you've seen people like that. They have the shine in their eyes. They have this, energy to them. They have a sense of aliveness. I mean, they're not talking religion all day long or quoting you Bible. They're just being alive, fully alive. Irenaeus says, the most precious Christian is a human fully alive. Are you fully alive? Is the church really resonating with God? Or is the church playing a game of mimicking, of seeming, of attempting to live up to an ideal that can never be reached? Where do you resonate? In your pain. Where do you resonate in your depression? Where do you resonate in your loneliness? Where do you resonate in your excitement, in your joy, in your confusion? Every moment that you feel is a moment of resonance with God. None of these experiences alienate you from God. They plunge you further. They bring you deeper into the essence and the human problematic. They bring you face to face with the question of being and the issue of purpose in life. Abide with me. And he who abides with me abides with God. And we bear much fruit. What is that fruit? The fruit of extension, the fruit of radiance. You become the radiant reality in somebody else's life. They resonate with you. They reverberate with your message. They find a common nature with you and feel the truth of where you are and what you stand for. What is it to be a Christian? If it's not to be a foolish person in love, an idealist, a romanticist, a philosopher, someone who is in love with life, someone who takes every challenge that is given to them and still heads it on because there's a deeper confidence in the consequences of what they're going through. Life will not be snuffed out on this earth or in this universe because it comes from God. And you embody that. When I see you, I see the light of 14.8 billion years that have taken to make you who you are. I see the light of the stars in your eyes. I see the beauty of all the galaxies, the atoms, all the different elements of the universe that have come together in you, and your soul speaks. And I hear the voice of God through that. This is why you're precious. This is why everyone is precious. Because look at what took for you to come into this earth. Look for what it took for you to be alive. You are really made over so many, many years. It's not a just product of a drinking night. It's not an accident. And you're rooted in something more than just the cultural events that we get caught up. You're rooted more than just the age that we have or the experiences that we have or the joy or the lack or of joy that we have. We are rooted in something fundamentally deeper than that, that goes from the very omega to the alpha, the omega. We're in this whole process together. I wish I could convey that. I feel like I'm going to die tomorrow, but I want to convey that to you. That's what abiding is. To be in the flow. To be in the Tao, in the movement, in the feel of God's reality everywhere. And when you get there, when you reignite your understanding of that again, suddenly the world is effused with light. Every bush is aflame. And everyone who sees takes off their shoes. Because suddenly you are on holy ground. Suddenly you see that life is divine, that everything is numinous, that the world is lifted and penetrated with God's light and beauty. And your life moves from one of mundane work of having to supply for kids and having to take care of things to something that is celebratory, something that is communion-like. Your moments are communion. Your life is much more than just work. So anyway, those are my three words. Radiate. Resonate. Reverberate. I think that means to me what it is to abide in God. And if you feel it, you will vibrate it. You ever take two forks? Remember when you were a kid and you were in school and you bang one little fork and the other will pick up the tune? It'll go, and you get both of them at the same time? And you say, oh, that's so cool. That's cool. That's resonating. This is what we need to establish in our lives again. This is what the Spirit of God offers us, to be able to resonate with the reality of God in our life and in the world and in all these beautiful created creatures that He's given us. And so today, to abide is to resonate. Try thinking about it that way. Resonate with God. Resonate with the Spirit of God. Resonate with the light, the beauty, the radiance of God. And let it shine in your life, and let it be part of everybody's life that comes in your presence and you touch people's lives. And nothing will take that away. Nothing can ever take that away. Because once you strike a match and you get that pilot light going, nothing will snuff it out. Amen.